to Sinead Egan now to hear what it says in this morning's papers.
News that Ireland is to mount a joint bid with the UK to host the 2030 FIFA World Cup is carried on the front of the Irish Times and the Irish Independent this morning. The Irish Times reports that plans to bid for the tournament were first revealed in an interview given by Boris Johnson, published in a UK paper last night. Confirming that Ireland would be part of the bid once formally launched, a spokesman for the Taoiseach said, "We look forward to further extensive engagement and collaboration as we seek to refine our hosting proposals in the coming months." And a joint statement from the football associations of the five nations concerned, the FAI and the associations of England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, says that staging a FIFA World Cup would provide an incredible opportunity to deliver tangible benefits for our nations. COVID halts 1 million hospital appointments is the lead story for the Irish Independent, above a report which outlines what the paper describes as the lethal toll the pandemic is having on non-COVID hospital care. New figures released today from the Irish Hospital Consultants Association shows that 200,000 fewer outpatient and inpatient appointments are expected this year, which comes on top of the 723,000 which didn't go ahead last year. "Let's show we care" is the front page headline for the Irish Sun, as the paper writes that it's time to jab our carers. Broadcaster Tina Gates is photographed alongside her 95-year-old father, Terry, who she looks after full-time. She's backing the Sun's Who Cares for the Carers campaign and says that family carers are screaming for help. Elsewhere on the Examiner's front page, Elaine Loughlin reports that a letter from the Fianna Fáil Common in Slane is calling on Taoiseach Micheál Martin to stand aside from the leadership of the party. The letter is understood to have been sent to Fianna Fáil TDs and senators and said the party needs someone with fire in his or her belly and a leader who will reignite our pride in our great party. There's plenty of coverage of the violent protests which took place in Dublin's city centre on Saturday, with the Irish Daily Star reporting on its front page that the home of the man suspected of launching a firework at Gardaí was raided by armed officers yesterday and that more fireworks were seized in the raid. And finally, joyous scenes are featured across the papers today of the children who returned to education yesterday. Five-year-old twins Holly and Grace McCann are on the cover of the Irish Times and they look excited to be back at Dundrum's Holy Cross School in Dublin yesterday. Inside the paper, Sinead Nocton of Churchtown describes how her seven-year-old son Ben jumped out of bed, which wouldn't be his way. He hasn't been up before 8:30 for the whole lockdown, she says, adding he had the uniform laid out and everything.